We normally do staple interviews at this time of the Fringe, but this is a cutting the already copious numbers of stars. Look, did you hear that noise? Can we have that again? Sorry.
Yeah, hold on. God, I'm trying to do like a lot at once.
There's one guillotine that really is rubbish.
There's a guillotine over there. It's absolute rubbish.
This is the guillotine interview. The first one we've ever done. Here we go. I'm counting, lots of 5- and 4-star reviews on here. Well, I've got to get that right. Here we go. This is the joy of the Fringe, usually halfway. Here we go. Come on. Now, tell us who you are and what the show has got so many accolades for.
I'm Lucy Farrett. The show is Lucy Farrett Lois. It is a character comedy show about a very stupid, dumb action hero who is me. And it's also about
a dumb action hero.
Okay. Super dumb. Right. It follows a very surreal, silly narrative, which is also about identity and finding your inner hero and about what your life might have been like if you'd been called by a different name.
Yeah.
My mum wanted to call me Lois. Would I have been a much better person? This is me finding out.
Right, so this is a Fringe show that people can really relate to, and the word apparently these days is relatable.
Yeah.
But it's a bit of therapy for you.
Totally. Okay. I mean, a lot of people think I look really great in my costume, and I'm like, you know what? That's exactly why I'm wearing it, because I feel great.
Yeah,
it is definitely therapy. In fact, I actually tell people it's therapy at the end. So if you want to see why a very silly, surreal story at Underbelly Cowgate is my therapy, come.
Yeah. Now, how did you... That's the bloody PR that I didn't want, and I'm going
to edit. Well, you're going to have to have that now.
Yeah.
But tell us
about how the show came about and how you wrote it.
Honestly, because my mum has told me throughout my life that she wanted to call me Lois instead. She likes the name Lucy, but she was like, oh, yeah, I want to call you Lois, but your father said no. And I have periodically thought Lois Farrett
would have been a
better name.
Yeah.
And I started to write a show about a woman called Lois, a character comedy show about a woman called Lois who is like a perfect version of me. And if I'm completely honest, it made me feel really crap in last November. So I threw that idea out the window and decided to transform myself into the world's stupidest action hero.
Yeah. And was that sitting down and writing a script in one go, or notebooks and devising it? How did it get written?
I had sort of ideas for sections that I wrote down as notes. And my last show, it came from voices and creating the character and then the script. This show's been more the script has come and then the characters have developed from it.
So is that you, Lucy and Lois and whoever else is in your identity in a room locked in front of a mirror, or is there a director? Did you try stuff out on people?
There is a director, Hayden Wood. He's a great comedy actor and director, and he helped make sure I wasn't completely insane. But I did... Last show I gigged a lot with. This one is... It's almost a play, really, because it's got a whole narrative. So it's actually been easier to try it out in previews as a whole hour.
Yeah.
And we've then been crafting it since the Vault Festival, and then we did it at Brighton Fringe, and then in Edinburgh it has become its final self.
Yeah. And how did you create the characters in a similar way with the director, or first you were, you know, creating them yourself?
I decided, there's a drawing that I have on the back wall of the show, which is, it looks like a kid's drawing. It's me. I drew it. And it's a drawing of Lois, the action hero, and around it I've done lots of doodles of the things I wanted her to be like. And actually that was a thing I used in the writing process and totally informed a big section of the show. So I really recommend drawing, actually. It's something I've discovered about character making this time around.
Yeah.
But most of the time it comes from voices and certain things I want the character to do or say in order to help the show progress.
A couple of final questions. Do they haunt you?
Absolutely.
Okay. What are you doing 5 minutes before you go on stage?
What am I doing? I'm setting up an ironing board with too many props on it.
Okay. But in terms of inside your head, are you sort of zoning into it? How do you hit the ground running on stage?
I've been told by my director that I've got quite frenetic energy, and he's been telling me to chill out. Yeah. So I'm trying to do the opposite of what I've not done in the past. Rather than do kind of an energetic warm-up, I'm just sort of being quite calm, calming myself a little bit.
Finally, can you give me a number between 5 and 18?
5 and 18, 15.
Okay, 15. So the 15-year-old version of yourself comes and sits in the back of the show, watches it, and then comes up to you afterwards. What would she say to you?
I think she'd be really happy. She'd be like, I'm so glad you managed to achieve some surreal batshit stuff, Lucy. Well done. Adult 31 you.
Brilliant. And let's end with a nice bit of guillotine here. There we go.
Oh God, this is a tricky one.
That was a bit like birth, but that was very good. Thanks for talking to Fringe Review.
Thank you.